The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, October 27th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. The talk of the league Tuesday began in Pittsburgh. Well, maybe a few days before Pittsburgh, on the Dan Patrick Show, with former USC Heisman winner Carson Palmer dropping a big name for the school's vacant head coaching position.
You've got a wild card like Mike Tomlin. That if Mike Tomlin wants out, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, there is not a direct. That's the guy everybody's pointing their fingers at. There's a lot of great options.
You heard that right. Don't adjust your dial or whatever you call it nowadays with the podcast thing. Palmer said Mike Tomlin, you know, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers for the past 15 years and counting. So, of course, you got to chase that story. Steelers reporters asked Tomlin about the open job on Tuesday.
Guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
Well, then, I do hope you enjoyed this session of Shut the Story Down 101. The NFL fall meetings began yesterday in New York, and they continue today. A couple updates on that front. The league will tell owners about new enhancements to the Rooney Rule for the upcoming offseason. It'll mandate that teams spend at least one in-person interview with a minority candidate. This has changed as teams have shifted toward virtual interviews first before perhaps bringing final candidates to the given facility. So at least one in person for the minority candidate. Another happening at the meeting included two former Washington employees arriving in the lobby of the hotel where these meetings are taking place. They had a stack of papers they plan to hand deliver to certain owners requesting for the findings of the report into the organization and its workplace be released to the public. The leaks from the report led to the resigning of now former Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden. A final note from the meeting, Jets owner Woody Johnson has maintained his confidence in Robert Saleh, GM Joe Douglas, and rookie quarterback Zach Wilson, despite the team's 1-5 start and recent blowout loss to that familiar foe in New York, the New England Patriots. In Green Bay, the Packers look like they will be without one of the best wide receivers in football, Devontae Adams, for their Thursday night football game against the undefeated Arizona Cardinals. Adams was placed on the Packers reserve COVID-19 list on Monday, and the quick turnaround is probably preventing him from taking the field. Here's Aaron Rodgers from his appearance on the Pat McAfee Show on Tuesday.
Well, I saw a stat yesterday. We're 6-0 without him the last few years. I don't know how that's even possible, but we've found a way the last six times we missed him. And like I said just now in the press conference, we're not a better team without him. I mean, he's so damn talented. He's incredible. The things he does in the field and the adjustments he makes, the catches he makes, just the savvy that he has, late hands, meticulous route runner, great after the catch, does it all for you. Love him. Great human. So we're obviously going to miss him, miss his presence. But we found a way in the last six games. We found a way to win. So we're going to have to dig into some of the ways that we did that over the years. And, we'll be ready to go. I'm not worried about our guys. There'll be some young guys got to step up. And when they do, they need to make the most of their opportunities.
So some confidence there. But frankly, what else is Rodgers supposed to say? And another Packers receiver to make things worse, Alan Lazard, he was placed on that same list on Tuesday. So it's Robert Tonyan and Aaron Jones' season on Thursday night. So adjust those DK lineups accordingly. Also worth noting, Cardinals DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt were out of practice on Tuesday, but no one seems to be worried about them taking the field. Let's finish off your Wednesday with the speed round. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he feels, and I quote, very good about where quarterback Dak Prescott is with his calf issue. That sounds like he should be good to go on Sunday Night Football as the boys take on the Minnesota Vikings. The New York Giants announced safety Jabril Peppers to injured reserve. He suffered a ruptured ACL and high ankle sprain this past week. The Giants visit the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night. New Orleans Saints veteran kicker Will Lutz revealed on social media that he had a setback in his rehab from surgery to repair a core muscle injury, and he has ruled himself out for 2021. So Brian Johnson keeps the job. You may know that name from Monday Night Football. Johnson hit a 33-yarder in the final minutes as the Saints beat the Seattle Seahawks 13-10. We finish with news on a former Denver Bronco and then a current one. Baltimore Ravens defensive end Derek Wolfe has been designated to return from injured reserve, and Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy is expected to return Sunday against the Washington football team. Jeudy will be hunting for that return TD against the WFT. Now it's time for me to say BYE. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, October 27th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is in session. It's another episode of NFL University. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.